Well, howdy people, here's a kind of an update of Cracker Barrel. And a lot of customers, regular customers, have spoken out that the food at Cracker Barrel hasn't been good for some time now. That's because of cooking on the premises, they got them pre-cooked before they arrived, and then they just heated it up. But we all know the disasters of the rebranding, don't we? So let us see what's common about this problem. Well, the CEO of Cracker Barrel is a Femon. The marketing officer is another Femon. And the whole marketing team are Femons. But it doesn't stop there. The external marketing companies that they use to help with their rebranding. One of the companies was exactly the same company that helped Bud Light with their marketing disaster. And that marketing company is saturated with Femons. Of course, this news isn't surprising to me. But even if you don't realize Femon's true nature, even those people can't help but see the common denominator here is Femons. So this external marketing company that Cracker Barrel used, what's on their resume? We killed Bud Light? I mean, I just thought you guys would like to know. You can't make this stuff up, can you? Cracker Barrel CEO and the marketing team should all be removed. They should go back to cooking fresh food. And even then, their outlook doesn't look very good now. Of course, if you think about it, these Femon-orientated boss babes are damn good at the job, really. Because I haven't had a Bud Light since the fiasco. I don't think that's quite what they actually had in mind. Or is it? Let me know what you think, guys. You take it easy.